Gutan Erev Yom Tov, the first day of Pesach. I am using a different audio device today, so the sound might be different. At the end of the Haftarah, we are taught how Yehoshua encountered a Malach as Klal Yisrael were preparing to conquer Yericho. And Yehoshua asked the Malach, Halanu ata im litzareinu. Are you on our side, or are you on the opposite side? Are you with those who are against us? Vayomer, and the Malach said, Loi, you are mistaken. Ki ani sar tzva Hashem atavasi. I'm not a human being on one side or the other. I am a Malach, and I've come now. And the Gemara in Megillah and in Erevin, the Gemara tells us that Yeshua's question, and Yeshua knew it was a Malach from the beginning, his question actually was, because the Malach told Yeshua that we have two tainyas in Shemayim on you. One is that you missed the Karban Tamid. You were so involved in the war, you missed the Karban Tamid. And in addition, Klal Yisrael, as they were preparing for the war, they were Mevatel Torah. So Yeshua, when he asked the question, Alanu Atem Litzareinu, he means to ask, are you coming because of the Bittul Torah? Because Torah is called Torah Tziva Lanu. So Halanu Ata, are you coming because of the Torah Tziva Lanu, because of the Bittul Torah aspect? Im Litzareinu, or perhaps you're coming because of the Korbanos, which protect us from those that want to be Meitzras, those that want to hurt us. So is that where you're coming for, the Avoida, the Korbanos, or the Bittul Torah? What's the real issue at hand? And when the Malach responds and says, Atavasi, so the Gemara and Taisus explain that I'm coming because of Torah, like it says, Torah, Tziva Lanu Moshe, and that is Atavasi. He's coming now because of Atakisul Chamez Ashir HaZais, the Taina of Torah. It's a very famous Panamit Rav. We mentioned it before, not today. We want to say that the point of the Gemara and Megillah from this story is to teach us a halacha. The Gemara wants to teach us that Bittul Torah is more important than Avodas HaKorbanos, to the extent that the Gemara says that if one has a choice in certain situations between Avodas HaKorbanos and Talmud Torah, Talmud Torah takes precedent over the Korbanos. It's more important. Now, this is again Gemara in Megillah at the beginning, but says the Reshiva of Ner Yisrael, Baltimore, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Halevi Ruderman Zetzal, in the Sefer Sichas Avodas Halevi. He points out that that Gemara, which says that Torah takes precedence over Stam Avodas HaKorbanos, is only speaking about a very high level of Torah. Torah B'Iyun, like in Yeshivas, they have Iyun Seder, which means not learning it superficially, but learning the Torah in depth. And his proof is, because the Gemara says that Yeshua rectified the situation, he did tshuva on the Malach's taina. How? Says the Gemara, that the next opportunity he had, the next time the story came up, Vayolin Yeshua b'seicha emek. It says the Gemara doesn't just mean a valley. It means, b'umkesha halacha vayolin, he stayed awake the whole night. The next time when he had, he quickly went and rectified it, and he was involved in Torah bi'iyun, ba'umka sha'alacha, that coming night. So that means that Torah, which is bi'iyun, which is learned in depth, has precedence over Avodas HaKorbanos, and obviously also Avodas HaTefillah, if it's learned bi'iyun. We have to do both. Talking about, if someone has a choice, whatever situation, speak to your Rav, but there's such a halacha, the Gemara says, over Korbanos. And if so, says Rav Ruderman Zecher Tzadik Livracha, we can explain an amazing Gemara, a very famous Gemara, in Chagiga Daf Tesvav. The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Tesvav is darshaning psukim in the Haftarah of Parshas Toldos, where the pasuk is speaking about Kohanim, and says that the Kohanim are Malach Hashem Tzvakesu. Then the pasuk says, Tyre Yavakish Apiyu. We look for Tyre from his mouth. We go to the Kayin. Kayin teaches Tyre. Why? Because the Malach Hashem Tzvakas. And the Gemara just states the obvious of the Pasuk. Says the Gemara, if your Rebbe is Daim Malach Hashem Tzvakas, if your Rebbe is similar in character to an angel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yivakish Torah Mipiu. Then you should be asking him for Torah. But if not, if he's not similar to a Malach, Al Yivakish Torah Mipiu. Don't try to be Makabel from this Rebbe. And what does this mean? All the Farshim different suggestions. What does this mean that a Rebbe is like a Malach? What do Chazal mean by that? So Rav Uderman is referring to the Malach which comes and speaks to Yeshua. Because when we have an encounter with a Malach in Jewish history about Avodas Hashem, what does the Malach say? The Malach says there might be tainus of Avodas Hashem, but our real taina in Shemayim, this is a shlichus, the Malach is a shliach from Shemayim, the real taina is be learning Torah, not just any Torah, but Torah Be'iyun. So that means that if you have a Rebbe who's demanding a level of Iyun from you, and he's forcing you to examine it more, and get more in depth into the sugya, that's the kind of Rebbe you want to be at his shir, you want to learn from. But if this Rebbe is just giving a superficial Bekiyah shir, then that should not be your Rebbe. That's not someone who you should be busy with. You should be involved with and demanding, you should be going to a Rebbe that will be demanding greater levels of Iyun. Because the real way of learning Torah is to learn it b'chol kaychay, b'chol ma'aydai, b'yegiyah rabba, b'iyun, to really, really put in the effort. And there's a tremendous raya that Rav Uderman brings, that, and you know, in yeshivas they speak about something called bittul Torah b'kamos, which means someone who is not quantitatively using his time, he's wasting time. But then there's something called bittul Torah b'eichos, in quality. If you keep learning more in depth and you're learning superficially, obviously, a person needs breaks and ups and downs and different facets of Torah. But whatever he's learning, you got to give it his best. And if not, it is a form of Bittul Torah. And he has a huge riot to this from a Gemara at the end of Megillah and Daf Chav Chesam and Beis, where the Gemara says the halacha. If someone needs to go into a Beis Medrash to call somebody out, you need to go into a shul to call somebody. Says the Gemara, when you go inside, if you know how to learn Gemara, you mechoyev, besides calling out the fellow, you mechoyev to sit down for a moment and review a halacha of Gemara. If you can't, says the Gemara, it's too hard for you, and not on that level, then review a din, review a mishnah, just to summarize halacha. If you can't even do that, then, says the Gemara, review a pasuk. What's wrong with skipping straight to the pasuk? It must be the Gemara is telling you that if you're able to learn Torah more be'in, and you learn it on a more shallow level, that is considered non-limud ha-Torah. It's bittul Torah. Whatever you learn, you have to learn it with all your koyach, all your mayach, and give it a real, real, all that you got. Mechol ma'aydai, when you're learning Torah, because if not, chas v'shalom, you're considered slacking off in limud ha-Torah. That's what the Malach was demanding from Yeshua, and that's what the kind of Rebbeim we're looking for ourselves, and that's what we have to demand from ourselves at all time, to learn Torah be'iyun. I personally was zeichet to hear a story from one of Rav Uderman's Talmidim, Rav David Schlossberg, Zechat Tzadik Gavracha, who lived here in Ramat Beit Shemesh. And he was, you know, most famous for being a Talmud of Rav Aya Lapian. He wrote the biography of Rav Aya Lapian, but he also learned by Rav Uderman, and he had a lot of stories he would say about him. And I was once Zechat to walk with him, and he told me that he heard from Rav Uderman personally how he was in a situation with Rishayim, who put him into a room where there was gas, and they were planning on having the gas poison and kill him. And Rav Uderman knew that if he would fall asleep and lose consciousness, which is how he felt like passing out from the smell of the gas and what it was affecting him, he knew he would never wake up again. And he was able, through Koyach HaTorah, to concentrate on deep sugyas and work hard and put in his full concentration, which stopped him from falling asleep, and it saved his life. We're not chas v'shalom in any way knocking b'kiyus. Our gedolim told us that one who learns iyum without b'kiyus is making a mockery of Torah, because he's making up questions which are b'feirush discussed. So of course you need to have b'kiyus. But this shiur today is discussing the importance of whatever we learn to try to learn it in a deeper way. Don't walk off every week Chas V'Shalom knowing the Parsha on the same level that you learned it when you were in elementary school. You shouldn't know the Pesach story on the level that your kindergarten teacher told it to you. By now, you should be having everything on a much deeper, higher level, deeper and higher, is that a contradiction, than it was before. In Pirkei Avos, at the end, we're told about 48 ways how Torah is niknes, how one acquires Torah. And in the list, it says, "Bediktuk chaver mepilpul atlamidim," which means to speak in learning with your rebbeim, with your friends, with your talmidim, to be didactic. And of course, this is a way to ensure that you're learning a much, much deeper level. You're checking it over. I learned like this, you learn like that, what's the difference? And there's another aspect in this. Another aspect in this pilpul chaverim, pilpul talmidim and tikkun chaverim. And that is, the Gemara says in Brachas, there's a halacha, "Ein oimrim dvarav lefnei meis ela shlameis." When someone chas a shalom in front of a dead person who was nifter, one is not allowed to talk about things, only things which are related to the mace. And then the Gemara goes on and says, of course, we're only mean to really aser divrei Torah. You can speak about mundane things, that's not a problem. But don't speak about divrei Torah in front of the mace, unless if you need to, unless if it's relevant to the mace himself. But otherwise, you're not allowed to start saying a shtikl Torah on something else. And Rashi says, why? Because whenever Torah conversation gets up, everyone's mechuyiv to get involved in the Torah conversation. So you're not allowed to hear people talking and learning, and you don't get involved. Obviously, you have to have derech eretz, whatever, but you're supposed to be involved in every Torah conversation that's going on. And therefore, the mesu can't do that. You're making a mockery of him. That's what Rashi explains the Gemara. Part of divrei Torah, part of pilpul atalmidim, dikduk haverim, is everybody should feel like they want to get involved in the Liman HaTorah. Everybody wants to have a chelik. It brings a story that Reb Lazer Gordon, the Rashiva of Telz, the founder of Telz Yeshiva in Europe, who was known for his Avos HaTorah, there's many stories that he just says this story. He was once walking by a shul, and he heard inside the shul two Bachrim talking and learning. He got so excited, he wanted to join them, and the door was locked. He jumped through a window. This is an old elderly Rashiva, jumped through the window, jumped in and just joined straight into the conversation, because this is a way to be zoiche to Torah, is by having a tremendous cheshek pilpul desire and just not being satisfied with simplicity in Torah or just knowing the basic facts. Is trying to really, really find a new level in it. Every bit that one can learn and Chas HaShalom doesn't learn is considered a taina. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that before Rabbi Yezer ben Horkanis passed away, his Talmidim went in to visit him, a whole story in the Gemara. And Rabbi Yezer said to them, "You all lost out for all the tkufas that you didn't come learn by me." There was a cheirim and I didn't go to him. He said, "You lost out." And then Rabbi Kiva said to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yezer ben Horkanis, "Rebbe, what about me, all the time that I didn't spend with you?" So Rabbi Yezer ben Horkanis told Rabbi Kiva, "Shelcha kashem mishalhen, you're going to die a misa mishul, you're going to die a torturous death because of the time that you did not spend learning Torah with me." And Rashi says, "Libcha besuach ulam." You have a huge heart, Rabbi Akiva. You have so much understanding. "V'ilushimashtani," if you would have spent more time with me, "hayisa loimit Torah habi," you would have learned much more Torah than you learned. And therefore, because of that lack of Torah, which you lost out on, you're going to die in Misa Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva died a terrible death. Now this is very strange, this Gemara in Sanhedrin, because we know that the Gemara tells us in Menachos that Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shamayim, and Hashem showed him all the generations. He saw the Torah of Rabbi Kiva, and the Gemara says he didn't even understand the levels of Rabbi Kiva's Torah. I in the Gemara, Peladik Gemara, but the Gemara speaks about Rabbi Kiva was the highest level in Liman HaTorah. So how could Rabbi Eliezer, his Rabbi, say you didn't learn enough? The answer is, he could have done more. There was some time it could have been even been greater. And if something could have been greater, could have done more, that's considered some form of Bitl Torah, Be'echas, and quality, like we said. Hashem Yishmar. And that's pshat of the Gemara in Brachas, very famous Gemara. The Gemara says if someone sees he has Yisurim, someone sees he's having Chas V'Shalom afflictions, or he's being tortured in some way, or he's going through different types of difficulties and trials and tribulations, says the Gemara, he should look, try to figure out which Avera might have caused it. And there's ways to try to figure it out. The Gemara says if he's not successful, he can't figure it out. Yitle ba'avayim bitl Torah. He should assume with kasa bitl Torah. And the Velt asks on this Gemara, if he didn't find an Avera, that he's not going to find bitl Torah. Because he knows bitl Torah is one of the Averas. So what does it mean? You didn't do any Averas, maybe it's bitl Torah. The answer is, according to what we're saying, that maybe you're learning. So you're not going to think it's kasa an Avera. But we don't realize how much Torah demands from us. If Rabbi Kiva got punished, Rabbi Kiva, the greatest Talmud Chacham, got punished because he could have gotten a little more from Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis. So what about all the times when we think we have excuses? Maybe part of the excuse is good. But if we could be doing more, again, we're not talking about Chas Hashom, when you need a break. But when you take those breaks, are you taking too much break? Without being crazy, we have to go along and really try to be dedicated as much as we can to Torah. This is what the Malach is demanding from Yeshua ben Nun in the Haftarah. Reb Chaim Oizer, being Reb Chaim Oizer Gerzhovsky, the great Gadol Adar, said in a bit of a Derech Tzachos, like a playful way on the Gemara. Gemara says, "He's haru bebnei aniyim. Watch out with those children of poor people. Shemehem teitzit Torah." In other words, you never know, this guy who seems poor and he doesn't seem like such a mutzachdik guy, his son can become the big Talmud Chacham. So Chaim says, Oizer said, I'll tell you why. He said, all the rich ones have lots of Sfarim. So whenever they have a Kasha, listen to this, whenever they have a Kasha, they start opening Sfarim, they look in this Sefer, look in that Sefer, totally find the Sefer, okay. Had a Kasha on this Gemara, had a Kasha on this Pasuk, had a Kasha on something in the Parsha, had a Kasha on the Haggadah, and I looked up, I have so many Haggadahs, I found the Teretz. But the Aniyim don't have that. So what do they do when they have all these questions? They have to sit there and work and think on it and contemplate. Be misbainin. And harve and over till they come to Teretz. They're going to become Tamir Chachamim. As opposed to the people just opening up Svarim and finding easy to root them to the Kasha instead of working Shver on the Kasha. So don't just open up the Schottenstein Gemara. Don't just pop open the Masifta Gemara or whatever other, you know, Sifri Ezri, I have to help you. When you have the Kasha, it's really about really working yourself to try to find that. Is it a Kasha? What's the Teretz? What might be the Teretz? That is what the Malach is demanding from Yeshua. They have to go along, be learning Torah B'Iyun. And finally, one last point that Rav Uderman says, Chazal tell us that Vitar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kadosh Baruch Hu kind of forgave, was Mavater, he was Michael, but he wasn't Mavater on the sin of Bittul Torah. On the other hand, Gemara says in Bava Kamma that someone says that Kadosh Baruch Hu will forgive me for my sins, then his life becomes Hefker. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not Mavater. So is Kadosh Baruch Hu Mavater on all the other sins, or is he not? The Torah says, We must say that it depends if we're speaking about the individual or Klal Yisrael. The individual, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mevater for anything. Anything we do wrong, we better do tshuva, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be mevater. But to destroy the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't do it for anything except for Torah. Why won't HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroy the world for anything else? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore by the Mabul, he's not going to be destroying the world. So the only exception is Torah. But why? Why is Torah the exception? If Hashem swore he's not going to destroy the world, that he shouldn't even destroy it for the Mabel either. He shouldn't destroy the word for Tyre either. Teretz says, Rav Uderman, a very good thing. Chazal tell us, Ilmali Tyre, if not for Tyre, loy niskayim shemayim v'ars, the world wouldn't be around. Shenemar, im loy brisi, yomim v'layla, chukas shemayim v'ars, leisamti. Chazal tell us, the world cannot exist without Liman HaTyre. And like we said, like we were explaining, Liman HaTyre means, with full quality, with a ganze cup, with a yiddish cup, with giving it your best, not saying, yeah, Baruch works out, whatever. No, doing the whole chashbin, figuring it out, according to Rameir, according to Yehud, according to this, according to that. Really, really figuring it out until the end, saying, yeah, I basically got what's going on. No, till the end. And if not that, the world would fall apart. If so, that's the pshat. It's not pshat that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a makhrev of the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu swore he's not going to destroy the world anymore. But if chas v'shalom, the world is not learning Torah, then Kadosh Baruch Hu is not destroying the world, the world is going to fall apart, because the world only lasts because of Torah B'Iyun, because people learn Torah the way they're supposed to. And if this is, of course, Beferish in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Dalet, where Reb Chaim writes, Mamish Beferish, he says, Mamish says, where he says, Ve'emes B'li Sofik, Ve'emes B'li Shum Sofik, says Reb Chaim Belozhiner. If there would be a moment in the world where there wouldn't be people learning Torah the way they're supposed to, the world would go back to Soyiv Avayu. And of course, with this we can understand famous Gemara Nedarim, or the Gemara Nedarim asks, Gemara Nedarim and Shabbos, the Gemara asks, based on Pesukim and Yirmiyah, Al Moav Da'aretz, why was the land destroyed? And the Gemara says at the end, because they didn't learn Torah the way they're supposed to. They didn't learn Torah, they didn't make a Brechas HaTorah first. Rabbeinu Yonah says, the Gemara means to say, that they weren't Machshav Torah the way they're supposed to. But Uchayr, the question shouldn't have been about Aretz. The question should have been about Al Moav Da'Beis HaMikdash. The answer is, if not for Torah properly, then the world starts falling apart. So they were learning Torah, so the world didn't fall apart, but it was lacking a lot of its chashivas, and therefore Eretz Yisrael, it affected Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael was Nechref. But what comes out? That the end of the Haftarah on the first day of Pesach is really a tremendous tviyah. It's Torah, the Navi's coming, the Malach's coming. And he's saying, I demand from you more and more Torah. Part of this drasha Rav Uderman said over by the Hesped on Mashkiach of Nei Yisrael of David Kronglass. And he said that was the Mashkiach of Nei Yisrael of David Kronglass, always was Teveya from the Bachram that they should go along and get to greater levels of Torah. He himself is a Mashkiach of Yeshiva, and he wrote David Kronglass, and he wrote a sefer of Sugis Be'iyun Gadol, Mamash a big lamdan also. And people who learn a pasuk be'irin, people who learn a sefer musar be'irin, they stel and they try to figure out, is the Agadah Shal Pesach the same that it was every single year? Are we trying to understand it deeper? Is the Kriyas HaTorah of Pesach? Is the Tfilas of Pesach? The Halal of Pesach? Should have a new pshat, a new understanding, deeper. It should not have Torah, our Yiddishkeit, Shechas HaShal Napi Mitzvahs Anashim Mulamada. The Rabbi Shem should help that on Pesach, when we re-examine our Yiddishkeit, our Emunah, and we build new levels of Emunah, it should come deeper, stronger, much more implanted with a big basis of being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest way, and then we'll be Zaycha, we'll spill over to our family and to our friends, and have Ashpa on others, and of course Ashpa on ourselves, and we'll be Zaycha to the, not just a simple Geula for ourselves, but a deep Geula, which will affect the gul of all of Klai Yisrael. B'mehera v'yameinu. Have a good Yontif Chag Kosher v'sameach.